Blog Talk Radio.
Herself, Aaliyah, your personal cheerleader, your purpose midwife. Tonight's topic, I'm so excited. We're going to do motivational moments. So it's not just me and myself, part of you guys participating with me. But before we get started and jump in, I want to thank our sponsors, Red Rose Conquerors. We love you, love you, love you. That is led by business coach Cornelia Brown. Contact them to learn how to network effectively, create a solid customer base, and get coaching on starting up your own home-based business. Also, if you're interested in getting started with your own business, she can help you get started with a business as low as $25. She'll tell you more about that. Her website for getting baskets delivered to your customers, family members, whoever, is redrosecm.labellabasket.com. That's Red Rose CM, like Cornelia, and then M as in Mary, labellabasket.com. And again, they can tell you how you can get started in your own business for only $25. Also, we have This Is Me, the EP by DJ Novette. Y'all heard the intro song. That is the one and only singing voice of On Fire Inspire, DJ Novette. Y'all go out and look on all the digital outlets. It's called This Is Me. You'll absolutely love it. It's very encouraging and powerful. Hopefully Unique You. This is our sponsor that has all type of unique accessories, scarves, purses. You need it, she has it. So go to Instagram and look up Hopefully Unique, the letter U, and I didn't come blinged out with her stuff today, y'all, but she has some beautiful, beautiful pieces. If you're interested in getting your detox on, it's time to get detox, get in shape, take care of yourself. Your health is your wealth, as they say. And so go to bit.ly, on fire, the number two, the word live, on fire to live. Unique Expression by Design is my next sponsor, and they can be your one-stop shop for any of your custom products that you need, whether you need mugs, T-shirts, pens, your tablecloths with your logo on it, then take care of you. That is www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com or facebook.com/UEB Designs, like Unique Expression by Design, so UEB Designs, and they can take great, great care of you. And last but not least, actually we have two more, Come Dance with Mina. Join us on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. for Zumba. Have some great, great fun. Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the show. And finally, Mom Biz Boss. You can join the Mom Biz Boss group with other business owners that says, because of business, and motherhood is one and the same. Come connect with other moms, multiple operational managers, mombizbox.org. Check them out, y'all. I'm telling you, ladies, you will be, you'll love, love, love the ladies. You love their energy. You love the opportunities that they have to network among each other and like-minded people who are doing nothing but going up. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I hope y'all got your quotes ready because I'm ready. I'm excited. So tonight's topic is motivational moments. So y'all already know, I already tell you all the time, this is not my show, this is God's show, and I'm just the mouthpiece that he's chosen to use. Cooking while listening, okay. So as we're going tonight, I want you all to share your favorite quotes, whatever they are. I have a list of plethora of ones that have that I love, 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 but I want you all to share with me because there may be some that you have that's going to motivate me, and there may be some that you have, I have, that's going to motivate you, but there are also going to be some that you have that's going to empower and motivate some others. So don't be shy. Remember, you can do one of three ways, okay? You can either come on live with me, because I'm going to post a link. Actually, I'm posting a link right now. You can come on live with me and be seen. Option two, you can come on live with me and not be seen. Just turn your camera off and we can just hear your voice. Because we want to hear these quotes. So it's not about seeing your face if you don't want to be seen. And then thirdly, if you don't want to do any of that, you can dial into our online radio show at 929-477-2178. I've placed all that information in the chat so you all can be a part. So if you want to come on with me now and you want to come on the screen, share the screen, whether you want to be seen or not, I want to hear what you have before I actually share anything. I'm going to open it up now, see what you guys got to help empower each other. If you're interested in coming on, you just click on that button that says thestreamyard.com with the numbers and stuff behind it. So different quotes can kind of like light a fire to you. One of the things I read, Oprah said, Oprah said this. She said, when you undervalue what you do, the world will undervalue who you are. Did y'all hear me? She said, when you undervalue what you do, the world will undervalue who you are. So in other words, don't downplay who you are or what you do. Because if you downplay what you do or who you are, that's what the world going to do anyway. So we're not doing it because there's greatness on the inside of us, as Les Brown always reminds us, right? So Issa, let's see here. You going to come on the screen, Les? Hey, Miss Issa, you got a quote that you want to share with us tonight?
Okay. One of my quotes that I really like is, you don't need legs to leave a legacy. All you need is heart to do your part.
I love that. I love that. Say that again.
You don't need legs to leave a legacy.
You don't need legs to leave a legacy. You just need heart to do your part. I can, but it's a little. It's a little.
What do you mean? It's heart. I'm looking at heart. But it's heart. I don't feel like I have this. I'm just at home.
It's okay. You're in your own personal space. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love it. And that comes from what? Okay. Now, that right there, I actually just remembered that one earlier today and shared that with somebody. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. I'm telling you, girl, you have blessed us with sharing these pieces from your own personal artillery, as well as from the late Maya Angelou's awesome. When I tell you that lady was just, woo, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. So thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing. I appreciate it. Miss Smith said that was actually hers.
It's a delay.
Is it?
Yeah, because I
said Miss Smith said that was her quote, and someone else, and Hetty said that was hers as well. Well, y'all gotta find another one because you still gotta share. I know, because I'm still gonna share. All right, thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing. Keep listening so you can be empowered and encouraged. Okay. All right, y'all. So if you're going to use that one, got to use another one. So who else want to come on and share with us? Like I said, you can be seen if you want to. If you don't want to be seen, you can turn your camera off and still be with us so we can hear you. So she said her personal one is, her personal one was, you don't need legs for a legacy to leave a legacy. You just need your heart to do your part. I love that. And then the part that I just said from Oprah saying that if you, she said, when you undervalue what you do, the world will undervalue who you are. Never undervalue what you do. I don't care what it is. There's no one that can do it quite like you. There may be many that does it. We were talking about that on Morning Empowerment with Minister Hope today. And she was saying there may be thousands, hundreds of thousands doing what you do, but they can't do it quite like you. So I absolutely love that. And she's doing a series called Mind Your Business. So ladies or whoever want to plug in, she's on at 7:30 Monday through Friday. And I'm telling you, we'll be starting day 3 tomorrow morning, so you can go back and listen to the replays and get caught up. But yes, yes, yes. So who's coming up next? I have more to share, but again, I want you all to share as well. What's your favorite quote that actually moves you? Or, you know, because there are some things that you have that's going to be a blessing to others that are listening, whether they're listening live, whether they're listening to the Blog Talk Radio online, whether they're listening, they'll go back and listen to the replays or recording. This morning with the Morning Empowerment and the Mind Your Business series, I posted it this morning for you guys, and Minister Holton said, say goodbye to the good because God is giving you grace. So you got to let go of the good because God's trying to give you grace. Why hold on to that thing? And that thing took me back in the day, one of my friend's husband was a foreign car specialist at CarMax, and he was telling me, you got to come get this Acura Legend and blah, 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 blah. This was like in the night. And I said, oh, I want to come get that. I love the Legend. I love the Legend. But because it was a one-car owner with a couple, but they used to travel a lot, and there was a lot of miles on it. And so my credit union didn't want to finance it for the time frame that I wanted to get the payments what I want. And that reminded me the day with that quote. He said, you were trying to get good when I was trying to give you grace. So when I just kind of said, no, okay, I'm not going to do this. And the guy said, well, just walk around again. And the guy said to me, he said, I'm trying to give you grace. Because at that time, I walked around, I found a newer car with half of the mileage, actually less than half of the mileage. So they were trying to give me a 91 Legend, and God was giving me a 94 with half the mileage. I think like 50,000 miles. The other car was like a 91 with over 100,000 miles. So God said, no more of just trying to sell it for good when I'm trying to give you grace. All right, so you're going to share next, Lady Hetty. All right, so go ahead and, Hetty J, click on the stream yard so I can bring you on in with me and share with us what yours is so that you can be a blessing to someone else. These are motivational moments tonight, y'all, so get your quotes ready. Come on in. You don't have to be seen if you don't want to be seen. You can cut your camera off, but we want to either hear your voice or Or you can even type it in, but it'll be differently. It's coming from you because it's what touched your heart. It pulled on your heart. So click on the StreamYard link, and I'll bring you on ahead. Y'all, let me check over here on Blog Talk. Give me a moment. Sometimes they get shot too. All right, so nobody's pressing one. Remember, if you're in radio lane, y'all press one, and we'll bring y'all on. They'll hear your voice. They won't see you. For those of you who are on Facebook Live, if you want to be seen, you can come on and be seen, or you can turn your camera off, and we'll just hear your voice. Either or, no pressure. I just want y'all to share. So now another one I like, Hedy, as you're coming on, I'm going to keep going because I don't see you yet. Just go ahead and click the little stringer thing so I can bring you on. Once I see you, I'll stop. The next one I like today, I was listening to a motivational thing with a lot of different compilations, and it was Bishop T.D. Jackson. He said, if I always do what I've always done, I'll always be where I've always been. It's not opening for you? Try it again. If I always do what I've always done, then I'll always be where I've always been. I always do what I've always done. I always do what I've always been. Wow. And then this one right here, y'all. Eric Thomas said, I want to live the rest of my life the best of my life. Because he had a hard childhood. His mom was a teen pregnant, teen parent. He said they were homeless at one point. He said he was a high school dropout. But he believed in a dream. And God gave it to him. And when I tell you, he said, I'm going to be number one motivation speaker in the world. And he did it. And so he said, the rest, I'm going to make the rest of my life the best of my life. So for anybody who's trying to join, y'all, go ahead and click on StreamYard.com with the numbers behind it. Hedy, I'm not sure what's happening for you tonight. But I know the link is working because Miss Tiffany Tianchi was able to get in with us. Now, one of the things I love that Steve Harvey said was, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. Last week we talked about visualization being a part of your personal space of downtime, just kind of giving yourself some you time and just visualizing what it is you want. What was your goal or ideal plan look like? What's the end result? Start seeing it before you see it. So that was one of the things I love. Now I have several that I love from Les Brown, y'all. He said, too many people are not living out their dreams. Hold on, I'm going to give it to you exactly like he said. He said, too many of us are not living our dreams because we're living our fears. Ouch. He said, too many people are not living out our dreams because we're living out our fears. The devil is a liar. We ain't doing that. And yes, I said, hey. Okay? So, the country girl is coming, all right? So, we're not doing that. We are going to live out every dream, every goal, because it's in us. It's in us. So, stop playing little, being low. No more low-level thinking, no more low-level playing. If you don't program your life will program you. That's another lesson, right, y'all? If you don't program your life will program you. So in other words, start making plans, even if it's a matter of visualization, doing some research on what it is you really, really want to do. Because if you wake up in the morning and you clock into a job you hate, you're counting down your hours, and then you clock out and you're like dreading going back in the next morning, it's like you're almost wishing, you know, it's like, not wishing your life away, but at the same time, you're stumbling. You're just existing. That's not living. That's existing. Been there, done that, got a T-shirt, sweatshirt, I can tell you about it. So if you're trying to get on and share, I see you, Miss Hedy. All right, Hedy's going to share with us one of her motivational quotes that inspires her. So, Hedy, we got you on with us. Great evening. Welcome back to All Friday Inspire. What's a good one for you tonight, girl?
And I always say, walk through your own door. And a door stands for, and that's what I had up is my, oh my goodness, I saw the word. Okay, walk through your own door. Define the Lord's opportunity with your spirit.
love that. Is that one a part of one of your books? Is that a part of one of your books? Okay. Yes, that's so funny because when I was sharing that earlier with one of my cousins, we were kind of talking, we were reminiscing about some things from the past, and I said, do you remember that quote? And then I said, she says, believe them, but I actually also added, believe them the first time, because when they show you who they are, you don't have to be taught again, you know? But yes, ma'am, thank you for sharing. I love it. Walk through your own doors, divinely ordered opportunities revealed spiritually. Love that. And then, like Maya Angelou said, when people show you who they are, believe them, and as you added, the first time. It shouldn't take you bumping your head a couple of times over and over when they've already shown you who they are. Thank you. Have a good one.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, y'all. So Hattie J just shared with us. I love that. That's going to be coming up in an upcoming book of hers. So y'all be looking for it. Walk through your own doors to find your order opportunities to bring the field. We'll be coming up soon in one of her new books. Now, back to Les Brown. So some of y'all are getting y'all nerve up to do this. Go ahead and get ready. Y'all can go ahead and click on that link and come on. Like I said, if you don't want to be seen, you don't have to be seen, but I want to hear your voice. Now, another one that Oprah said, she said, the more faithful I became, the more my bounty increased. That's what she said. She said, the more thankful I became, the more my bounty increased. That's because for sure, what you focus on is saying, when you focus on the goodness in life, you create more of it. Did you hear me? I loved it when she said it. She said, the more faithful I became, the more my bounty increased. And then she said, that's because for sure, when you focus on it, saying, when you focus on the goodness in life, you create more of it. So she focused on the gratefulness and the thankfulness, and she got more of that. Everything just continued to just flow and grow. But they might just have been caught up on a bad day. All right, Elton, see you, Auntie. Okay, let's see here. I love Les Brown, that's my mental health, I don't even know it. Number one of his quotes that I really, really like, he says, your dream was given to you. If someone else can't see it for you, that's fine. It was given to you, not them. It's your dream. Now listen to this part. He says, hold it, nourish it, and cultivate it. So don't give up on your dreams because somebody don't see it. You know, you love family, but sometimes family can't see your dream because God didn't give it to them. You know, even if it was a parent, God didn't give that to them. They gave it to you. Don't give up on it just because. Don't let someone talk you out of what you know God gave you. Don't allow someone to talk you out of what you know God gave you. God said he didn't give it to them, he gave it to you. Now, for those of you who want to share, you can click on that link and come on in with us, or with me. You don't have to be seen. You can turn your camera off. Now, y'all, I'm like loving what they're sharing this evening. For those of you who said, hey, that was the one I was going to share, find another one to share with us. I want to hear. One of the other things that I love that Les Brown said was, he said, I expect great things to happen for me. He said, our thoughts are magnetic. So he said, I'm intentional about what I think about happening for me because my thoughts are magnetic. It's bringing to me what I'm thinking for. Just like your words have power. He said, my thoughts are magnetic. So he said, I expect great things to happen because my thoughts are magnetic. He He's intentional about having great thoughts. Esma Siate, another SOT quote says, when you really mean, you want him to just shift things. Ooh, that's stepping on some toes, girl. Yes, front. People stop asking God to change things when they really mean you want him to just shift them. Ooh, go with this, my team. All right. Now, another one that Amy Purdy said, she said, it's not about overcoming obstacles, it's about using them. Y'all heard what I said? It's not about overcoming obstacles, it's about using the obstacle. You've heard people say, I use my hurt, my pain to push me into my purpose. God said it's time for you to stop agonizing about the past when I'm catapulting you into the future. You remember, I think it was, last week when God gave me the slingshot analogy, I fought in the spirit. So it's time for us to allow him to push us into where he's going. Let go of the good when he's giving you the great, as Minister Hope said today. Let go of that good because he has the great there. There's greatness on the inside of you. Now, Justin Forsythe said this. He said, adversity will not define me, but it will refine me. Listen to that again. Adversity will not define me, but it will refine me. It will refine me into allowing me to sometimes it takes the purging, you know, the pruning and the purging to get rid of the dead leaves, and then you can move forth. Like we talked about even in one of the shows, what happened when you try something, sometimes you may have tried it prematurely. Now it's time to go again and give it your best shot with all your heart, not just half do it because it didn't work the first time. No, maybe you were premature. Maybe you were a little immature in how you were handling things. Now you're more mature and you're ready and you're more confident because confidence breeds excellence. You know, if you came to me and you said, Aaliyah, I have da 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 da, I can believe you. But if you came to me and said, you know, Aaliyah, I think I don't believe you because you don't believe yourself. But I need you to believe you so you can deliver. That confidence is going to bring forth some things. So it's time to come out of self and walk in what God has given you. All right, the next one that Justin Forsythe said, y'all, was boxes are for things, not people. So get out the box, y'all. That box is your comfort zone. That box is the status quo. That box is what you've placed to be your go-to, no more go-to, when God is already pushing you through. He's pushed you through. I was talking to a young lady earlier this week, and we were talking about, and it may have been a lot of fun last week, we were talking about being on the other side of through. So God says, I've already brought you through it, so now you're already on the other side of it. See yourself as on the other side of it. Don't see yourself as a victim. See yourself as a victor. Because God has already made you to be victorious. As the sea says, the beauty in traveling down the road less traveled is few can get in your way. Yes. Poetically speaking, volume one. She said, the beauty in traveling down the road less traveled is few can get in your way. Because too many people, not a lot of people are ready to push. One of the things that I'm kind of going to paraphrase because I did not write this one down, but Eric Thomas said it like this. He said, many people want the, you know, again, I'm paraphrasing, many people want to see the light, but they don't want to do the grinding to get there. They want to see the end result. They want to see the fame and the fortune, but they don't want to do the grind. He said, nobody can grind harder than him. Nobody can play harder than him. And so, when he said that, I was like, wow, nobody can work as hard as he does because he said he did not allow his past to be a prediction for his future. So in other words, he did not allow his mom being a teenage parent, him being homeless, him having to eat out of trash cans, him being a school dropout to hinder him in being the excellence that God has called him to. He set the goal right here. He saw it before he saw it and became the number one speaker. He beat out Tony Robbins. He beat out all of them and became number one. Why? Because he believed it here. He saw it here. He saw it here before he actually saw it manifest. So that's what I'm saying to you. It's time for you to start seeing some things. And that's why God said tonight we're going to motivate each other. We're going to call it motivation moment, because it's not just about me. It's about you all creating this space and in this place and encouraging and empowering each other. David Bach said this: your economy is what you take action on. Your economy is what you take action on. And he even said right after that, he said, knowledge works when you take action. So he said, knowledge is power, but it really works when you take action. Knowledge works when you take action. That was David Bach. But yeah, David John said this. He said, the influence you build will follow you the rest of your life. Y'all heard what I said. He said, the influence you build will follow you the rest of your life. So he said, act, learn, repeat. Act, learn, repeat. And so he said, visualize exactly what you want. And then we talked about that last week, y'all. Visualization, start seeing it before you see it. Jamie Kern Lima said this: make the decision that no matter what, you can do this. So make a decision. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what you feel like. I don't care what you've been through, because we all have a story. And I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to say that you didn't go through anything. But what I'm saying is, he says, no matter how hard it gets, never give up on yourself. He said, never give up on yourself. No matter how hard it gets, never give up on yourself. He said, if your dream is unshakable, it's a part of your purpose. If your dream is unshakable, it is a part of your purpose. So y'all see how these quotes, whether they're your personal quotes, the quotes you're sharing, these things can be something to move you, even if you're in a place and in a space of, well, you know, I'm just not really feeling it. You go play something like this, or you go to listen to something intentionally to help you refocus. We talked about refocusing and readjusting last week. Refocus when those thoughts that enter your mind that don't belong to you, refocus. Sometimes our detours can lead us to our destiny. That's Amy Purdy as well. She said, sometimes our detours can lead us to our destiny. Is that not good? Sometimes our detours can lead us to our destiny. That was Amy Purdy. And then she said this, y'all. Get this. Amy Purdy said, your biggest loss can become your biggest asset. So the thing that you thought was your greatest loss, that can become your greatest asset. And that came from a young lady that lost her leg, her feet or both. But she wanted to be a, she lost a leg. She wanted to be a, y'all, it's escaping me. She wanted to be a snowboarder, yes. And you got to have legs to be able to do this. And y'all, when I tell you she allowed her loss to be her greatest asset, and she went on and won the gold and got all of these things, and now she's a motivational speaker empowering others to have all of their limbs. But she has to do it with prosthetics. But guess what? She's doing it. She didn't allow her disability to disable her. Ooh, that guy. Y'all heard that? She did not allow her disability to disable her. She walked in what she knew that God had placed here, and she started seeing it here, and it manifested. Oh, my God, somebody type that up. That just blessed me. I just blessed myself. She did not allow her disability to disable her. Oh, my God, that is beautiful. Wow, wow, wow. Anybody else have one they want to share tonight? Whether you want to type it in the chat, you want to come on live. Let me go check on the online people. You've been a little shy. If y'all want to come on online, people, press 1. Otherwise, keep listening. We're doing it. So, anybody else have anything else to share before I get ready to close us on out for tonight? Oh, yeah. Ms. Brown said this one. Things may happen all around you, but what happens in you is the only thing that counts. I want y'all to remember that. Things may happen all around you, But what happens in you is the only thing that counts. So things that there's a scripture that says, hold on, y'all, I'm going to have to pull that scripture up for y'all because that's very number. Bless me just thinking about it. So in other words, those things that was such a blessing to you, things that's happening all around you, there still could be blessing in it, regardless of what it's looking like, what it appears to be. There still can be a blessing on the other side of that thing. So give me just a moment, y'all. I'm going to bring that thing up for y'all because when I tell you it blessed me when God gave it to me last night, woo, y'all. Y'all, I really understand when God said you can be the, when pastors say you can be the first partaker of things, I'm telling you, as a person that constantly, you know, you're constantly encouraging people, you're constantly empowering people, you got to be able to empower yourself and give a word to yourself. Where is this word, Jesus? Because I was blessed by it just last night, shared it with some ladies, and it blessed me. And I'm going to bless you guys with it as soon as I find it. Wow, where is it? All right, Holy Spirit, if it's for me to give it to them, I need it. But, y'all, when I tell you, you can't allow just because, here we go, y'all. Oh, my God. Okay, so here's the scripture. Basically confirms what he just said. So the scripture, the word that Les Brown, that hit my heart with the scripture, said, Les Brown said, things may happen all around you and to you, but what happens on the inside of you that counts. Now, this is what sparked what God gave me last night as I was sharing with some people. Now, this is coming out of Psalm 91, 1 through 13, and this is the Message Bible, okay? So I'm reading to y'all the Message version. So listen to this. You who sit down in the Most High God's presence, spend the night in Shaddai's shadow. Say this, God, you're my refuge. I trust in you and I'm safe. That's right. He rescues you from hidden traps, shields you from deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arms, protect you. Under them, you're perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. Fear nothing, not wild wolves in the night, not flying arrows in the day, not disease that prowls throughout the darkness, not disaster that erupts at high noon. Even though others succumb all around, drop like flies right and left, no harm even graze you. You stand untouched. Watch it from a distance and watch the wicked turn into corpses. Yes, because God is your refuge, the high God, your very own home. Evil can't get close to you. Harm can't come through the door. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, he'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from failing. And you walk unharmed among lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents from the path. Now, did that not bless y'all like it blessed me? So that's what he said made me think about that scripture that God gave me last night as I was encouraging some people. You know, you got to see things regardless of what's happening around you, regardless of the news that you get from people. Understand that there is a word to speak to your situation, and there's a word to remind you of who you are and that you're protected, you're covered. Even when it doesn't look that way, you're protected, you're covered. And again, I read to you Psalms 91, 1 through 13 from the Message version. Anybody else? Last call. So that one, I'm going to put this in here just in case somebody want to go back and read that. Because I'm telling y'all, that blessed my socks off, and I didn't even have no socks on. But that will, you know, one thing you have to do is get in a place of being able to encourage yourself. Life happens, things are happening. You know, the news is happening, media, social media. But you got to get in your place and stay in your place of peace. The world didn't give you your peace. Don't allow the world to take your peace away. Well, I think that's it for tonight because nobody else is chiming in. So I love you guys. Thank y'all so much for your participation. You encouraged me. You gave me more fire for my fire. I hope it blessed you as you are blessing others. Y'all continue to do what you're doing. I love you. to your same time, same time next week. I cannot tell you what the topic is because the Holy Spirit hasn't given it to me yet. But I'll see you next week. Love you guys. I am Aaliyah. It's on fire and inspire. Your purpose made mine. Love you guys. Have a blessed one.